Coach's Insight programs continuing here this week on Care 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. We're joined now by Jefferson County North football coach. That is Jeff Schneider, presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers continue to roll along as we head into week six. Last week, 66-0, a big win at Oskaloosa. Coach, so much to dissect from that win. Your team now 5-0, but specifically in that game against Oskaloosa, what really stood out to you?
Well, I thought our defense played very well. You know, that's been a strength for us all year long. We've done a good job at all levels of our defense, and in rallying to the football, you know, those sort of things. But in that game, we ended up having four defensive scores, which I've coached for a long time, and you know, anytime you get one, it's fun to celebrate, and you know, you're proud of those guys. To get four, and then they were four consecutive, was just a feat that I've never seen happen before. Never had that as a coach, even at any time I've been on the sideline. So I thought we were doing a good job up front with our line, getting some pass rush, you know, pressuring the quarterback. We talk about getting him off his spot. You know, he's an athletic kid, so you want to try to make him uncomfortable, get him off the spot, so he's got to either get rid of the ball or get it off of a platform. And we had guys that on the back end recovering and making good breaks on the ball. One of them was a fumble recovery as well. You know, we got into the pocket on an exchange quick and, you know, got the ball on the ground. And we talked to our guys all the time about we want to stoop and score on that if it ever possible. And we were able to do that. So I thought our defense played really well. You know, our offense, we moved the ball as well. But, you know, that the defense has been a strength for us, and we really hope that that is a continue for us going forward.
Well, just when you look at the results and how things have played out, I mean, I guess defensively, with the exception of that Waubonsie game, that was a 36-34 game. And, of course, Waubonsie's a really good team in Class 1A. But outside of that, you look at three shutout wins and then also just giving up six in a big win against McLouth a couple of weeks ago. You mentioned, again, the defensive scores. That was kind of going to be kind of the next point I was going to, the four straight defensive scores, three pick sixes, and a fumble scoop and score. Obviously, just incredible stuff right there. But what's maybe been the most surprising aspect of the defense and how they've played? Is it had the success because of the line play? Would you say it's the back end? Maybe one thing or two specifically that's allowing your defense to play so well.
I think we're solid in a lot of areas on our defense. We're solid up front, and our defensive line has done a good job this year against the rush and against you know, against pressuring the passer. Solid at the linebacking core. So if we can fill the gaps up front and then have our linebackers going downhill, that's great. I think our linebackers are also good in pass coverage. The back out of the backfield, we've done well with those. Just we're a veteran team in that. And then the defensive backfield, you know, if you can get pressure on a passer, that helps the timing of that. You know, we're getting to where we're having to help control some of the ability for the quarterback to throw. You know, we're getting to him quick, those sort of things. The thing I think the biggest thing that sticks out to me is this: on our defense, we have 10 senior starters who have played. Probably a lot of them have been seeing snaps since their sophomore year on that side of the ball. You know, over the last junior year, several of them are starting as sophomores, obviously. Over the junior year, several more starting. And then heading into this year, we're just a veteran group. So I think they're very comfortable with what we're doing. I think it's, you know, we've been able to make adjustments. And then, you know, personnel, we have you know, some size up front and some speed on the back end. So it works well in combination with each other.
Couple more minutes here with Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers 5-0, a top three team right now in Class 1A, and a big matchup coming up for you on Friday night, taking on the defending champs in 1A in St. Mary's. Obviously, big district implications there, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But obviously, earlier this week, Coach has made the trek out to Salina for the annual scheduling meeting. New districts kind of shaped up a little bit for 24 and 25. Taking a look at, again, kind of where your team is sitting at in Class 1A and the new district number three that's going to feature Pleasant Ridge, Jackson Heights, McLouth, Onega, Valley Falls, along with you guys as well. So a little bit of a shakeup there. What's kind of an early thought and feel on the new district and how the schedule shapes up for the next couple of years?
Well, we've been 1A for a long time, since Acacia implemented that. So we've seen a big change in the 1A classification period. You know, going back to a few years ago, the first cycle of it, there were 36 teams. We ended up, we dropped down to 28, and we were still part of that. And when we were 28, about, I think that's 4 years ago, you know, our classification was basically the seven teams in Northeast Kansas. So every road game for us was about an hour and a half away. So you lost some of your natural rivalries. You know, we were one of the few league teams that were 1A at that point in time, so weren't seeing as many teams across our league, weren't seeing as many local teams. And then, you know, you're just personnel-based, you know, so many brand-new coaches, so many different preps, so many different things in that regard. And I was honestly very worried that until they redid the classifications and expanded that to 3A, 2A, and 1A all getting into the 40s, that we were going to lose 1A. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with that. So I've actually liked the reclassification. You know, we're looking at the district that we're in, you know, up here in the northeast corner of Kansas. You're kind of populated. So, you know, you can draw a lot of different circles on ways that teams could go and that sort of thing. You know, we're pretty populated, so you have a little bit of flexibility in the way we've drawn ours. We're going to see a team that we have in our district that we are familiar with, and we're going to see some teams that we haven't played in a few years that we're unfamiliar with. So, you know, it's kind of what we're heading into this year. You know, I like having the districts the way they're redrawn. I, you know, obviously, I'm happy with the travel time, that sort of thing. But I do think with 1A expanding, it's maintained some of our local rivalries. You know, I'm a JCN alumni, so I grew up playing football on the hill during some of the games, seeing some of the same teams that I get to coach against now. And, you know, I think players know each other more than what they ever have in the past. So I like the way that it's gone. You know, you're going to have to shake out in the districts with whoever you play against. I think we've got some very strong teams in our district. And when you start cross-seeding, you know, you know you're going to run into some good teams as well, too. So, you know, we're excited about it. We're excited that the first 3 weeks we had a little bit more control over this year with so many 1A teams from our league. So, Acacia does what they need to do with the districts, and we were able to do it. It went really smooth for our league with the way that they had it set up for us. So I was really appreciative of all the people that put in time to make the schedule out the way it was, because I've never seen it quite run as smooth as what it did.
Finally, Coach, as we kind of move back into what we're doing now here, going into Week 6, District 3, how it's set up now. And again, the last couple of weeks, you're still going to have district opponents, so it's not going to ultimately decide a district championship here this week, but you're playing St. Mary's, the defending state champs. You guys, the lone undefeateds left here early in district play, both sitting here at 2-0. You got Mission Valley McLeod back there at 1-1. Oski Valley Falls, you know, both sitting at 0-2. So not just this week's going to determine it all, but you do put yourself in the driver's seat for a district championship with a win over the Bears. They got off to a slow start, but they have played really well. They have won back-to-back games since starting 0-3. What do you see from St. Mary's? What strengths lie with them and the challenges you have with the defending champs?
Well, you've nailed it right there, the defending champs. And then you start looking at their early schedule strength. They play in a league that is you know, a bigger league. They're seeing 2 and 3A teams that are some of the perennial powers in this corner of the state. You know, the Rossvilles, the Rock Creeks, the Silver Lakes. So I kind of disregard their record. It's not indicative of who they are at 1A. They played some powers above us. You know, last year coming out of that same first 3 weeks, they finished 1-2 and then got into our districts and went on undefeated and kind of ran the table to a state championship. So, you know, you look at them on film this year, they look really good. They returned 4 starting offensive linemen, so they're strong up front. I think that's been a strength for us too. So that I think is going to be a battle. And then you start looking at their roster overall. They have good speed. They have good skills. You know, a lot of things that you need to win a lot of games here at our level. So, you know, we think we match up some in those categories here as well. So they are a team that they're not your normal 1A team as far as depth goes. You know, they platoon a few people on and off, which we try to do that and get guys a rest every now and then to keep them fresh as well. So, you know, they're a terrific program. They've established themselves. They're very well coached. And then again, their roster is they have more guys standing on the sideline than most 1A teams are able to on their entire during the game, on their entire roster during game. So, like I said this throughout, you know, they got good size. We're gonna have our hands full up front with that. But I really like the challenge. I really like the way that my guys have performed through adversity, and I like our prep this week. So, you know, we're going to go out on Friday night, and it's good to be home against them this year. We're going to go out Friday night, and, you know, we're gonna see how we match up.
Should be a lot of fun. Great atmosphere again as well. The two lone unbeatens left in District number 3 in Class 1A, JCN and St. Mary's, putting yourself in the driver's seat with a win for a district championship coming up with the final few weeks of the regular season. Coach, good luck Friday. Should be a lot of fun. Go get them. Of course, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.